You are listening to a podcast from thelowell.org, Lowell's news on the web. Today, Nadine Caney reports on the Youth Speaks Assembly held in the Carol Channing Theater.
A pen is not a blade, the page is not my wrist. A pen is not a blade, the page is not my wrist.
On March 21st, during Mod 1617, representatives from Youth Speaks, Inc. held an assembly in the Carol Channing Theater and performed various original spoken word pieces. Youth Speaks, Inc. was originally founded in San Francisco and is a leading nonprofit presenter of spoken word education, youth development, and presentation programs in the country. Youth Speaks representatives Milani Pelli, Diana Loeb, and Raul Patel were able to connect with the audience through their personal and original poems.
You can only be as free as the world you live in. We live in a prison, so we always got bars. I dropped 16. Still got a lifetime left of these to break through.
Loeb not only writes poems, but also has experience as a master of ceremonies, pumping up the crowd for the upcoming poetry readings. Following the performances, the floor was open to the audience. Members from the Spoken Word Club took the stage and recited their pieces. Senior Club President Ariel Piamonte talked about losing a close friend to suicide.
He was only 2 years into Zeppelix. He couldn't accept himself. He couldn't accept the fact that he lost himself.
While sophomore James Iwamasa recited a poem about the challenges Lowell students face.
What was this? Or being a teacher's friend is more important than having a girlfriend.
Oh.
50 years from now, I'm going to look back on this school and remember the stinky cafeteria.
Senior Max McClure and junior Winona Wiley touched on more personal levels, reciting pieces about family struggles and high school love.
They hold me tight and cut my skin. As the sign proclaims, you're here to win. You're here to
capture. Losing this joy that helps me forget about my pain. Afraid you might forget all the fun.
Once the show came to a close, Youth Speaks representatives left the theater walking a little taller and a little prouder, knowing that they were able to inspire members of Spoken Word to perform their own work in front of their peers.
That was Nadine Caney reporting. Special thanks to Lauren Reyes. This podcast was recorded and produced by Monica Castro. Interested to hear more? Check out our website at thelowell.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.